we heard there about the drought assistance money and the loan and the hold up being paying the staff. Is that your understanding? Or is that what's holding it back from New South Wales end?
The New South Wales government and the Rural Assistance Authority in particular is working through the guidelines with the Commonwealth at the moment. Obviously, the RAA is the best organisation in New South Wales to be working with the Commonwealth in this space. They've already processed around about $4 million in transport subsidies and $2.5 million in emergency water infrastructure rebates, and they've processed the $10 million second round of the Farm Finance Concessional Loan Scheme. We've had 61 applications for that, and funds for that is going to be fully committed by the 30th of June. The $30 million first round of that scheme in New South Wales earlier, I think the last time I talked to you, I told you it was pretty successful. Funds have been fully committed with loans to 57 farming businesses. So, look, the Rural Assistance Authority has been working through various packages very, very solidly for several months. And it's just working with the Commonwealth at the moment in relation to the guidelines. But we've got the people on the ground, we've got the systems in place to deal with it.
Yeah,
so it's not New South Wales that's holding it up, I can tell you now.
Right.
We're ready to go.
So you've got an agreement with the federal government and it's all sorted now?
Well, they're working through the guidelines with the Commonwealth at the moment. So naturally, when you've got a big sum of money like $280 million to work through, there has to be full probity. Everybody has to know exactly what's going on. And I recognise that there are other states involved with this as well. So, you know, the Commonwealth has to be happy with the administration of that. And I've got respect for the Minister for wanting to make sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
But is New South Wales, I mean, as Barnaby Joyce was saying, I understand in Tamworth today that some states are quibbling over the administration costs. So New South Wales is not quibbling over the administration costs now?
No, not to my understanding at all.
Right.
I mean, obviously there are costs incurred with administering a large scheme such as this, but we are ready.
So that's not part of your admin discussions that you're having at the federal level?
Well, obviously, they'll need to approve the administrative costs that are associated with putting this amount of money forward. So, and I think it's really appropriate that the bureaucrats are of the understanding and they make sure that it's right, because it's taxpayer funding after all.
Yeah, so Barnaby Joyce was saying it should be all sorted in a month. Would that be your understanding too?
Well, he would have to be the one to do the final tick-off. So if he says it's a month, then I don't believe that we're holding it up in any way, shape, or form from New South Wales. But
you are asking for more. Yeah,
so.
But you are asking for more money to actually administer it here in New South Wales.
Well, we're only asking what's absolutely reasonable. Obviously, you need to have staff on the ground to administer such a scheme, and you need to sometimes put on additional staff. But New South Wales is not asking for anything unreasonable in any way, shape, or form, and we've got the systems in place to administer the scheme effectively. So I look forward to getting the sign-off from the Commonwealth soon.
But I thought that it was critical that we had the money flowing sort of straight away when the announcement was made.
Well, the RAA has been processing many millions of dollars in all sorts of grants and funds. And as far as the Commonwealth made it clear that it wants to look at administrative processes from the states, that's their right to be able to say that. But as far as I'm concerned, as the Minister in New South Wales, we would be ready to roll.
And so no stumbling block from your end, although we haven't got an agreement on the administration stuff, but you think it's not far away from being resolved?
Well, I know that the Rural Assistance Authority is working through the guidelines with the Commonwealth agency as well. So those systems will be worked through, the agreements will be signed, and the process will get on the road.